is no greater love, no greater love than the one you have for me.
Christ-saving work involves already completed activity, ongoing activity, and future saving activity. Very important to keep in mind. His already completed activity includes the fact that he lived. He was born into this earth as fully God and fully man. Fully God. Because the one who impregnated Mary was God, the Holy Spirit. Fully man, because he was indeed conceived inside of a human woman who gave birth to him. Fully God and fully man. Very often, people want to know, well, as saints of God, what are we? Well, you determine what anyone is or what anything is based on who or what they come from. For example, a giraffe is a giraffe because it came from a male giraffe and a female giraffe, who came together sexually and produced another giraffe. And then, of course, that baby giraffe came out of the mother giraffe. A tiger is a tiger because it comes from a male tiger and a female tiger who had sexual intercourse, and the male tiger impregnated the female tiger who conceived the baby tiger, which grew and grew and grew inside of her and finally was born, coming out of a female tiger. A penguin is a penguin because a male penguin had sexual intercourse with a female penguin and impregnated her. She conceived a baby penguin inside of her, and well, baby was born as a baby penguin. Adam had two sons initially, his first two sons. He had more children than that, but he had two sons. They were both humans. Why? Because Adam was a human who had sexual intercourse with a female human. He impregnated her and she conceived a baby human inside of her who grew and was finally born and came out from a human. So each of their children were humans. And that's the way it has worked for decades and centuries and centuries and centuries. A human has intercourse with a human. A human is produced. A human is born. A male bear and a female bear come together sexually. She conceives. A bear is what is produced by those two. And a baby bear is born coming out from the female bear. Thousands of years later, everything is producing after its own kind, including humans. We are reproducing after our own kind. Jesus was fully God and fully man because God, the Holy Spirit, impregnated the human woman, who was actually a girl according to our standards today, but back in that day she was old enough to be married and begin to have a family, even though she was a teenager, possibly around 13, 16 years old. Just it differs based on who you're reading, but she wasn't even 20 years old. She was younger than that. So she conceived, had a child who was born, came out from her body. As fully human? No, because remember, it is what we come out from or out of, but it is also who, what is involved in the forming of. In Jesus' case, God the Father was responsible for his existence and for who he was, in addition to his mother being responsible for what he was. By God the Holy Spirit, he was God. Because God the Holy Spirit is God, not human. By God the Holy Spirit, he was God. By Mary the human, he was human. He was truly the God-man. So what about us? Well, what about the Holy Spirit? I wanted to cover him too. What about him? Is he God or what? Well, the Lord Jesus told us that the Holy Spirit proceeded from the Father. The Father is God. And since the Holy Spirit proceeded from God, the Holy Spirit is God. So what about us? What about those of us who say that we have submitted our lives to Christ and we are born again? We are Christians. Those of us for whom that is really true are still humans. Because the fact that we are born again does not change the fact that we were born as a result of a human male having sexual intercourse with a human female and impregnating her. And she in turn conceiving of the human that eventually was birthed, delivered, and came out from her. Both our father and our mother were human, so we are human. And when you study the scriptures, you'll find that we are still considered humans, even though we are born again. The Apostle Paul was expressing some disappointment with the saints at Corinth, the Corinthians, when he learned about how terribly so many of them were living, even after having been born again. And one of the things he said to them, the question he asked, in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, he was reproving them. He was getting on them about the divisions that were so prevalent in the church. And in verse 3, he said, "You are still worldly. For since there is jealousy and quarreling among you, are you not worldly? Are you not acting like mere men?" The key there not being that they were acting like men, they were men. The problem is they were acting like mere men. They were acting like men who were not born again. They were acting like men who had not been changed. Yes, so we are still men. We are still women when we become born again. We simply receive a new nature. And we receive the Holy Spirit, who gives us power to change more and more and more and more as we cooperate with him and undergo the change, make the change. I'll be right back.